Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 64. Governor Walker this morning, while at the Wisconsin State Fair, signed the Milwaukee Bucks Arena funding bill inside the Exposition Center building.
It will be a dynamic new addition in the city of Milwaukee, in Milwaukee County, and throughout this region, and really a dynamic attraction for the entire state of Wisconsin.
The bill commits $250 million in public money to the team's new arena over the next 20 years. The bill passed by the Senate and Assembly last month on bipartisan votes. A statement from team president Peter Fagan says the entire Bucks family is thankful for the leadership and bipartisan support of Governor Walker, state legislators, local officials, countless organizations, and the community. Controversy and unwanted attention to a used tire that was turned into a planter as part of the landscaping for property along Erie Street in Racine leads the Public Works and Services Committee to support an ordinance amendment on repurposing tires and other items currently deemed solid waste and illegal. Alderman Henry Perez noted Lockwood Park in his district has 150 tires set up on the hill at wintertime, but one tire becoming a planter and declared illegal is a contradiction. Acting City Development Director Matt Sadowski explained the tire planter decision stemmed from a violation of the conditional use permit for the Erie Street site. No mention of a tire in the landscape plan.
Part of that was that at the time the tire violated the solid waste ordinance. But I can tell you, if Burger King came to me and showed a tire on their plan as landscaping, we would say no. The question we need to ask is, do we want to see tires as landscaping out at Regency Mall or on Main Street? Changing this ordinance won't affect our design guidelines, and so if we get a landscape plan that has tires in it, we're still going to say no.
The recommendation to amend the ordinance on repurposing tires and other solid waste products will go through the council to the city attorney for drafting the appropriate language. A man running for mayor in Kenosha appeared in court today to face three misdemeanor charges stemming from a confrontation with a family member in July. 59-year-old Thomas Fulmer has been charged with one count of disorderly conduct and two counts of violating a restraining order. He pleaded not guilty to the charges and will return to court for a pretrial conference in September. Fulmer's brother, who took out the restraining order, told police Fulmer came to a softball tournament in Lincoln Park, where he was told to leave and allegedly caused a scene, making obscene gestures and vulgar comments. Fulmer allegedly confronted his brother again later that same day at a church festival, where he was taken into custody. He was arrested again the next day after a handwritten letter was delivered to the brother. Fulmer is one of three candidates to announce a run for mayor in Kenosha. The others are former Mayor John Antaramian and former congressional candidate Rob Zerban. Kenosha police are investigating an early morning shooting incident. Lieutenant Brad Hetlett tells WRJN News that just before 2 a.m., officers responded to a shots fired call in the 5500 block of 25th Avenue. Five spent shell casings were located. About 30 minutes later, a 17-year-old female arrived at a local hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the chest. Lieutenant Hetlett says no suspects are in custody and the investigation continues. Expect to pay more to fill up your gas tank for the rest of the week. A BP refinery in Whiting, Indiana, reported an important piece of equipment that handles nearly a quarter million barrels of oil a day was damaged Saturday. It's been shut down for repair, so the plant is only cranking out gas at about half capacity. That's driven up the wholesale price of gas in Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Michigan. Repairs could take up to a week. This Friday, police officers and firefighters from across Wisconsin will stake out the rooftops of Dunkin' Donuts to benefit Special Olympics. Police officers from Mount Pleasant and Sturtevant, along with South Shore firefighters, will climb onto the roofs of the Dunkin' Donuts on Washington and Durand Avenues, while in Kenosha, officers will be hanging out on top of the two locations on 75th Street. Locations in Oak Creek and Milwaukee will also host officers. Everyone who visits a cop on a rooftop location on Friday and makes a donation will receive a coupon for coffee. Last year, Wisconsin police and firefighters raised nearly $38,000 for Special Olympics Wisconsin. The event runs from 6 until 11 Friday morning. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.